WJN. What's up?
How are you?
Well, I'm just so happy I can't stand it. How about yourself?
And I tell you, if I had a tail, I might have to wag it.
Roger, if I get any happier, something's going to have to die.
Until the 13th of November for my annual hunting trip, but it's coming.
What are you hunting?
I figure I'll leave Bambi alone this year.
Roger. My brother-in-law tried to go hunting once and sat out in the woods, I don't know how long, and finally about ready to give up when one jumped out of a bush, oh, maybe 20, 30 yards ahead of him, scared him so bad he couldn't get a shot off.
I knew last year and then haven't been since, so the freezer is looking a little sparse, if you know what I mean.
Well, my mother got one, and my niece got one, but they did it with cars, inadvertently.
That tends to be the more expensive route of harvesting a deer.
See the number on those cars, I'll tell you that.
A peanut farm down in Georgia, me and seven other guys leased the hunting rights to it. So we go down there every year about the second week in November and just basically put on a slaughter if we can. We try to take care of everything that the farmer has been complaining about for the last year.
I went out to get the paper one morning here several months back, and there were three very large does standing in my front yard, probably weren't 10, 15 yards away from me. I scared them, they scared me, and we stared at each other for a little while, and then they took off. But they traipse through the neighborhood here once in a while.
I've got a couple that come into the backyard every now and then, but I can't shoot yard deer. It's not in my blood, apparently.
Well, I was never one much for hunting anyway, but when I hunted, I only hunted things that couldn't shoot back.
Well, I did that for about 20 years or so, too, so. But, you know, now I prefer the ones that don't shoot back.
It is safer that way, but somehow just not as sporting, you know what I mean?
You got to admit, the camo is a lot nicer on the ones that don't shoot back, though.
This is true, but it seems a little one-sided to me, but that's just me. You boys have a good time down there.
Yeah, we got a couple weeks yet before we go. Right now, I'm sitting here waiting at a pizza joint on them to cook me a pie.
Okay. Well, is that the big plan for this evening?
It is. I'm going to eat a pizza with my wife and youngins, and then I've got a Yaesu FT-101 transceiver I picked up from a fellow ham. And I'm going to dedicate some time to working on it tonight. I got the receive side working, just trying to get the transmit side going. It's proven to be a little more difficult than I wanted it to be.
Yeah, well, like I say, ain't nothing easy. I went to mow the grass the other day, and I've got a smaller lawnmower that I had at my last place, and I had to get a zero turn for this place. But the smaller one's got a little trailer, and I was going to move some rubbish and some stuff back to the back 40. And, of course, it wouldn't start. And I tried jumping it off the big mower, and it wouldn't start. I tried jumping it off my Jeep, and it wouldn't start. So finally I said, okay, something wrong with this battery. So I popped the battery out. It's not that old of a battery. I just bought it a couple years ago. Popped the battery out, took the battery out of the big mower, and put it in it, and fired right up. So I hauled the rubbish and whatnot and put everything away and said, I'll deal with it later. I went out to mow the grass, and I thought, of course, not only do I have to pull the battery back out and put it in the big mower, but the big mower's out of gas, so I had to go get gas, and so what should have been hour and a half, but the majority of the day, so good luck with that transceiver.
Well, everything still holds true. The sun will rise, the grass will grow, and batteries will die.
Usually at the most inconvenient time.
I hear you on that. I had one die in the car about 4 or 5 months ago. I walked outside getting ready to go to work, pushed the button to start it because it doesn't have keys anymore, these weird cars, and it wouldn't even turn over, so I just went and bought a new battery for it. I ain't worried about charging it or nothing else. Just get a new one, be done with it for a couple years.
I expected that lawnmower battery to last a little bit longer than it did. The previous battery was in there for a better part of 10, 15 years, I think, but This one only lasted a couple, so I'm going to have to go get another one for that.
Yeah, I hear you. I've got a battery tender on my ATV, and I think that battery's been in there about 5 years now, and it still cranks every time you fire it up. So I know it's going to be punching its ticket soon, but until then, I'm going to keep it hooked to that battery tender. KD2RKN for ID.
Roger, this is KN4RJN. I took the dead battery out and put it on a trickle charger and left it on there for a couple days, and the trickle charger said it was charged, and I put a voltmeter on it, and it not quite 13 volts. And I said, well, let's give it a shot. I put it in there and turned the key, and it didn't even click. So it's dead.
Dead right there, that's for sure, if it didn't even have 13 volts after 2 days of charging.
Well, it was my my motorcycle's trickle charger, and it took it a day and a half anyway before the light finally turned green and said it was charged up. And I took it out there and put it in and turned it. It didn't even click. Didn't make a noise.
And that's just enough sound to make you angry when you're doing something like that.
So anyway, at some point, the battery, but that just aggravating. But c'est la vie, such is life. Some days are better than others.
And for everything else, well, there's nap time.
It's a problem. That particular day, it took me so long to get the grass mowed that I never got my nap, so I didn't get one today either. This is a bad pattern I'm starting to get into here.
You might be better for your health if you were to change your habits to where you could take a nap every day.
Unless, you know, my wife wants me to do something like, some outside work or something that's been sitting there for 6 months that she's been nagging me about, and that's when I don't get my nap. I finally get up and go take care of that. And of course, it doesn't go as easy as planned, and takes, you know, well into nap time. So, you know, oh well.
Oh, believe me, I dream about nap time. I got three little ones, so naps are fewer than I would like them to be. Let's put it that way.
Well, I try to plan my day around nap time, but that doesn't always work.
I have this thing called a job that prohibits me from taking a nap every day.
That's why I retired, so that I could, you know, take a nap in the middle of the afternoon when I wanted to.
Well, you know, I did that once, and I figured once wasn't good enough, so I better go back to work. And then right after I retired, the wife said, hey, we're going to have another mouse to feed in about 9 months. So I'm kind of glad I went back to work, because it sure does make things a lot easier on the checkbook.
So what causes that now?
I heard it was margaritas, but I'm not convinced.
Hey, well, yeah, margaritas definitely play a role in it, but yeah, I wound up retiring twice as well, so I could, you know, avoid that. And my littlest one's in his mid-30s now, so I don't think I'm going to have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, my littlest one is now 8 months old, so he's just starting to crawl, but he is a whole ball of fun, I'll tell you that much.
Cute when they're little, but then they grow up.
Kids grow, grass grows, sun shines, and batteries die.
I was talking to my neighbor the other day. He had a guy come over and do some aeration and fertilize his yard. And I said, you know, if you fertilize it, it's just going to grow faster.
I keep telling my wife, if I cut the grass, it'll grow more. But if I don't cut it, it'll just get to a certain point and stop. And she's not having it for some reason.
But kids, if you keep feeding them, they're going to grow.
If you don't feed kids, they tend to complain.
Yeah, but every time she'd say, you know, so-and-so needs a new pair of shoes, he's grown out of his shoes, and the girls are getting too tall and too big for their clothes, and they need some new clothes, and this, that, and the other. And I'd say, well, you know, if you'd stop feeding them, you wouldn't have that problem.
Very true. I mean, I bought her a very nice sewing machine so she could make new clothes, but that statement didn't go over too well when I threw it out there.
You know, you ain't going to win on that one.
No, but sometimes it's fun to pick a fight.
several years ago. I bought her a very nice set of kitchen knives, and they hold an edge real good, so I don't pick too many fights with her.
So I tend to not pick fights that are bad.
Well, that's always been my philosophy of life, is don't argue with anybody with live ammunition.
Mm-hmm. First 20 years of my adult life.
Arguing with them.
There.
I only argued with people that weren't armed at the time. It was all safely locked away in the arms room, then I could pick an argument with them.
That's a waste of hot air anyways.
How long is it going to take them to cook that pizza for you?
They said 20 minutes when I got in the car here waiting on it, and that was about 12 minutes ago, so we got about 7 or 8 minutes yet to go.
Roger that. Well, listen, I'm back on out of here. I got to take care of something, man. You have a good evening. Enjoy your pizza, and say hello to the missus and all the little ones for us, and have a good evening. 73s. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
Have a great evening, John. Pet that puppy behind the ears for me. 73s. Have a great one. KD2RKN. Clear.
YPP. Yes, full YPP.
Okay, this is KD2RKN. Go ahead.
Thank you for coming back. It's been a long time since I've had this rig out of the box, probably 15 years or so. I'm in Dalton, South Carolina. Can you tell me where this repeater is located?
Northern Greenville County. I can't remember if it's Caesar's Head or Paris Mountain, but it's one of those two. And I'm in Anderson. You're coming across crystal clear on the repeater.
I actually have it rigged up on a 10-meter width. Should be acting like a 5-quarter wave.
Here, just a little tiny bit of static on it, but I don't think that's your rig.
No, I think it's the power supply I'm running. When I unplug it, I get rid of a lot of noise. I was actually hitting Mount Mitchell, North Carolina with this rig today.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very surprised.
Well, sounding pretty good, at least on my end.
Appreciate it. He said the same thing. I had a little bit of noise in the background, but other than that, it was pretty clear.
Yeah, 100% readable, but, you know, just a little bit of fuzz in it at the bottom. No big deal.
My power source, is it coming clearer now, or is it the same?
To me.
Appreciate you coming back. Thank you.
No worries. 73s, and have a good night.
KFYPP out.